with this one instead. Welcome to the Talk to Me Nice Cookout.
Wait, which one is this?
Woo!
Okay. There's a Beyonce version, so I wasn't sure.
I don't know, but I care about the Beyonce version.
Don't talk about the Beehive like that.
Let's get back to the song, though.
Okay.
The Beehive the actual good rocks, and so can the Swifties.
Hey.
Said,
you make me happy.
Welcome to the Talk to Me Nice Cookout. It's that time of summer.
Oh, it is summer.
It's that time of year.
You stood that beside me.
Ooh.
Hit that kick. There we go.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
So after you're done subscribing, then you could come, pull up, grab a plate for free.
For free is crazy.
You don't have to pay anything to grab a plate. You just got to hit that subscribe button.
Make sure your uncle got it in the trunk, if you know what I mean.
I want to try to shake y'all's hair feathers and have a... You know why? It's summertime, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Hey.
Don't tear nothing now. Put some smiles on your face. You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hit the floor.
Yeah. There it is.
Hit the floor.
Yes.
This song just puts you in a good mood.
It gets in that good mood, man.
It do the trick.
And now I think of some nice and shine on you.
You know what I'm saying?
Hold up. Why wasn't you singing? Why wasn't you singing anything?
Listen. I wasn't going to say anything.
Hold up. Why wasn't you singing anything?
Notice who's attacking you today.
Why wasn't you singing?
I didn't notice that you weren't singing.
No. I noticed it quickly. I was like, why are you not singing any part of this song?
Because he's hitting.
Oh, he kept saying, ah.
Will, don't do this.
Why are you not singing? Now.
I was jamming out. I was just dancing. I was
doing it. No. Why weren't you singing?
But you wasn't singing any of the before I let you go. That's a staple.
Yeah.
Hey,
like that note.
Don't even worry, Adams. I got you right now. Welcome to another episode of Talk to Me Nice. It's a Talk to Me Nice cookout, baby. You know, grab yourself a plate. I got me a gligadoule. I got me some pasta salad. I got some macaroni and cheese. I got some watermelon. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And a cold bev. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh. A cold bev?
A cold.
A what's Bev. Malcolm?
A that way.
I said I have a glickamalagi, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know what I'm saying.
Can y'all all say what you bring into the cookout? Go. Who's
plates. Going? Plates and forks and cups and spoons.
That's just lazy, but we appreciate it.
Hey, how you gonna eat?
No. The best thing to bring, if you don't know what to bring, ice.
Nice.
You'll always need ice.
Hey, I can get the ice too.
Okay.
Never can go wrong.
I'm good with that. You?
Well, it's your boy Will with the visuals. Yes.
I am Will.
I didn't even introduce
visuals.
Myself.
Yeah, he
did.
Will, how you gonna cut him off like that, Will?
Hold on, you still sing the song though, didn't you?
Will, how you
sing the song?
How you cut him off though?
Where's the song though?
How you cut him off though?
Don't you know the song?
How
you
cut him off?
You don't know the song?
Hold on.
So you just not bringing anything to the cookout?
I was gonna say at the end of mine.
Yeah,
I was gonna say at the end.
We on Will today.
Yeah, everyone get on Will today.
Don't get on me.
On Will today.
Yeah. I was like, move the target off.
You can't get on me.
Do you?
You only know Chris Brown.
He said, but why are you laughing?
I don't know who. I don't know who.
You only know Chris Brown.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
wow.
Clearly.
Oh. Okay.
Well, it's your boy Malik K. You can follow me on all social media platforms at MALII_K. Hey.
What we know.
You know the vibes.
Let's did it.
It's your boy Will with the visuals. It is I am Will_visuals. One more time for the people in the back. I am Will_visuals. I got my plate. You know, I got that burger, mac and cheese. Mm. But you know, it's a good plate over here.
But what are you, like, what are you bringing?
You know what's there. What are you bringing?
I know what's on your plate. What did you bring to the function?
I'm bringing desserts, man.
Okay. That's not bad.
Wait, what desserts? What desserts?
It depends on what it is, but I'll probably bring an apple pie.
There it is.
Lime pie. Key lime pie.
Pumpkin.
Okay, wait. Let's calm down now. You know, let's calm down now.
I'm not really a pie guy. I'm not really a what, Jason?
A PG. Exactly. And it's your boy, Jason Jordan. You find me all social media platforms at Jason Jordan Music.
What we finna do?
Check me out.
Okay.
Come on, man. Yo. Jason, what are you bringing?
Oh, I said the speakers.
Oh, nice. Oh, beautiful. We need that.
Need that.
That makes sense.
That
makes sense. What we finna do without music? Nothing.
Come on now.
Sit there. Bible study.
No.
Don't look at me.
All right. I just thought that was a good idea.
Listen, Lord knows he invited to the cookout. I'm not studying the word while I'm eating my gligadooly.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I don't know what that is.
You know, I use a lot of lingo, so you might as well just introduce yourself.
Okay, yo, it's your boy Adams Desiree. A-D-A-M.
Don't forget the S.
Ooh, that was clean.
D-E-S-I-R. Thank you very much.
And he's bringing ice, plates, forks, and napkins.
You can't eat without it.
That's true.
Unless it's ribs.
All right.
Oh. Need the napkins.
Nope, you need the napkins. Oh, the napkins.
I got all the utensils. All of them.
Okay.
Spoons, forks, cups, plates, ice, more ice.
Ice is not a utensil.
I was about to say, I'm like, I don't know.
And with that being said, my name is Nicole Davis, and you can follow me at Nicole Fox Davis on all social media platforms.
Melly, go!
Don't worry.
Wait.
Got that shit.
I'm dead. Yeah. I did not know that was in your pocket.
Speaking of cookout.
You need the tongs.
That's good.
You need the tongs.
That's good.
And that's a utensil. Tongs.
That's good.
Just in case.
That is diabolical.
That's good.
She sent that.
Yo. Clipped it.
Right, the sound.
Clip that. That's crazy.
That's good.
That's why you need the tongs. Need the tongs.
You had that in your pocket the whole time?
Huh?
You had that in your pocket?
We gonna need
time?
That later.
We got props.
We gonna need that later.
It's okay. Not just a studio.
Oh, I don't you think the toilet's the wrong person? Because Adam's gonna start like, bringing props.
You ever be like that one aunt? Yes. Go ahead. Go ahead. Get you some of that. What you doing?
Okay.
That is true.
Facts.
I'm gonna start bringing. I'm gonna start bringing some props too.
But hey, if you're liking the vibe, make sure you go ahead and like and subscribe. Make sure when you go on YouTube, you hit that notified ding. Why?
Jason, how often are we dropping?
Every single week.
You thought I was going to say something.
I did. I was looking at you. And I was like, okay, I'm going to wait for it.
Every single week.
All
right. I thought I was going to do it. Huh?
Yeah, uno reverse, y'all.
Make sure you hit that notified ding so you don't miss an episode. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. That's all social media platforms. Because we drop everywhere. That's TikTok, Instagram, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. If you can't watch us, make sure you go ahead and listen.
Listen.
You can listen to us anywhere. You know you love the sound of our voices. Make sure you go ahead and tell your favorite podcast who your favorite podcast is. And we love you. You know what I'm saying? And let's get right into this. Will, I'm just kidding.
All right.
Real quick, y'all know like Uno was about to... Is that real?
Las Vegas?
It's fake. It's fake.
Is it?
It's fake.
Oh, because I would have been in.
No,
I would have
you would have done nothing.
I would have been up
done
in
nothing.
There. Yes, I would have been.
You would have done nothing.
Yes, I would have been. You want to know why?
I would have been there watching.
Money on the line?
I would have been in there.
They say no, they don't
you
have enough security.
Adams. Adams.
Yes.
Adams, you've been like.
Uno? Imagine losing 50K because you forgot to say Uno.
Dummies.
He lost 5K.
Adams, you'd be like, nah, this thing is rigged. This thing is rigged.
Security.
People are like, this is racist.
Yes.
Security.
Exactly.
I would have won. I don't care what noise.
Anyway,
I
go
won.
Ahead, Mally.
You know what I'm saying?
I would have won.
Yeah, imagine you say Uno and then the person next to you just like got a draw four in their hand waiting for you.
What's the card?
I guess they don't want to go home then.
The question is, what rules are they playing by?
Facts.
House rules.
Whose house?
Mine.
Whose house?
And you know what? That pisses me off.
That's not what I do at my house.
Yeah, right.
Because last time I checked, your house was not in the rule book.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
And that's what pisses me off. And that's why I lose friends every single time.
Do you actually go in and follow the rules? Because I played Uno with you before. You don't follow the actual Uno rules.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I feel like no one does.
You stack.
Well, everyone stacks.
Everyone stacks.
In the Uno rule book, you're not supposed to.
Stack numbers?
Yeah.
Well, the Uno rule book don't know what they're talking
about. So here's my thing, right?
No. But facts. You're just, I'm just saying.
No, right. So here's my thing, right? Okay. Here's my thing. I want to follow the rules. But if I'm playing in someone's house and I have no choice, then I have to conform to society.
So invite us over and we'll play by your rules.
Okay. No, the Uno rules, not my rules.
All I'm saying is social media people better get their clips ready for, because when I lose, I'm going to let my clips sing.
That's crazy. Security.
Everybody getting that shit. What do you mean that's a draw eight?
They start stacking draws.
Draw eight.
Everybody starts sweating.
No, when you can't stack on a draw four.
When you get hit with two draw fours and you only got numbers the
draw
in your
twos?
Head.
You know the draw twos that everybody going in a circle?
Draw twos, everybody you can sweating. Stack. Draw four? No.
Could you imagine drawing 16?
You can't put a draw four on top of a draw four and make the next person air it out, yo.
Why not?
You look at your boy who's sitting next to you and he got a draw two in his hand. You just cry and play like, please, bro.
Change the color.
I can already tell that would have to.
Okay, Adams. Okay.
Yeah.
You look at him with a single tear coming down your eye.
Yeah, don't you dare.
Strike three.
No. There's no strikes.
Strike three.
But you're... Okay.
What?
So we're going to get right into our first set of things. I want to fly through these things because I have a list of questions that are going to make you guys think a little bit.
Ooh, let's do it.
I started this out with a cookout theme, but it has nothing to do with being a cookout. It's just the summertime and I'm enjoying myself.
Mm. Love it.
My legs are out, you know. So.
Love it.
So for the first blind ranking, we're going to start off with our classic blind rankings. You guys already know how to play. I'm not even going to explain the rules because if you watch the episode, you should already know what's going on.
Facts.
Okay. Clocking it.
I'm clocking it.
So this blind ranking is a little bit different. The same rules are the same. The rules are the same. Mm-hmm. But this blind ranking is who would you want as a guest on the podcast?
Ooh.
Blind ranking.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
First name up, Beyonce.
Five.
She's not coming. Five. She's not coming.
I would say five.
Because she doesn't even go to her own. Interviews. She doesn't do any interviews. Yeah, I want Beyonce so bad.
It's not an interview, so I think we're...
But do you think she would actually
she
sit
would
down
really
with people and
not
talk?
Sit down. I'm letting
we
you know.
We can stand. Why we gotta be sitting down?
After you just came for the Beehive earlier? We are not bringing Beyonce here.
The Beehive has nothing to do with Beyonce.
Yes, it does.
I separate the weird, chaotic fans from the artists.
No offense.
He said no offense. I'm sorry.
From the artist.
Wait.
She got that twitch in her. I'm going to move on to the next person. So you guys put Beyonce at five.
Five.
She's not coming.
Five.
I love you, Beyonce.
She's mid.
Five.
Woo. Ooh.
What?
Nothing.
Next person, Donald Trump.
I mean, is there a
okay,
six,
that would
seven?
Be hilarious. Four. I think it would be hilarious. I say two. Because I'm clipping the mess out of it.
Are we doing blind four. Rankings with him?
Yes. It'd be hilarious. Blind ranking foreign policy edition. Five.
Favorite country.
Five. We're gonna do countries. Russia. One.
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 One. Chill out.
That's crazy.
Okay. Donald Trump. I don't want to put him up four. There,
oh,
but
man,
that would
funny.
Be hilarious.
I would say three. Think I would say content. Three.
I'd say four.
You said four, I say two.
So does your hair just come off?
Come on.
Sorry.
Come on.
That's crazy.
We about to get canceled. You said three.
Oh, by the way, I'm supposed to say this. If I ever get canceled because I became famous,
mm-hmm.
would you guys kick me off the show?
No.
Thank you. And I just want to make sure it's recorded. So when you do kick me off the show because I said something outrageous one day, it's recorded.
Outrageous. Yeah, this entire segment's gonna be out. So we said no, but we have it on record that you said something outrageous. Got it.
Yeah.
So what number is Donald Trump at?
Never
four.
Mind.
Yeah, four.
I guess it's four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No fun. Adam Sandler.
Oh,
he's entertaining.
He's gonna be like this every time, and like you know, he does those voices and everything.
Two.
I want to be the real him.
Three.
I say two, but I want the real Adam Sandler.
Who's the real Adam Sandler?
The one that's chill. You not the one that's acting all the time.
Is he going to be? But what if you he's not? What if he's not acting maybe funny? Chill, you know, yeah. A comedian, you know, acting 50, 50. Funny.
Like you met him? Like he's your friend or something?
Acting funny.
Adam's funny. You know, if you want to fight.
I'm sorry.
So what number is a?
Three. I say two.
Two.
Yeah, I'll say two as well.
Okay, so two. Next name. It's Caitlin Clark.
Yeah. Can I?
I don't know her personality though. That's a thing.
I'm just going based off her stature right now.
Adams.
How every
I would say three.
How every yeah. WNBA I'm gonna say player I would say wants three. To
Adams,
fight her.
Adams really?
Because she's. Oh, he's looking around. I'm sorry.
Oh, who the hell is this?
A basketball player.
He WNBA. Said, "I don't know who that is."
I don't know who that is.
I feel like it'd be like a combo plate. We get Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese.
Now that
I would say
that
one.
What I would sit in on. Yes.
But if it's just her, if it's
so
just
her, I say three. Is it like a race thing between you guys, or Angel, are you mad that she's better than you?
Well, be careful, Shaq is.
Is that how we would say?
Shaq's been.
yeah, no shade to Angel Reese. Shout out you. Like I'm not trying to disrespect you. Like you're playing very well right now. But
hold on, man. First we had Donald player? Trump. Now we mess with Shaq. Come on, now let's.
I'm
a lot of energy right now.
Come on, specifically because RG3 is disrespecting her, like.
I didn't see the tweets.
That's fair. So. That's fair.
I didn't actually
Wait,
see
really?
The tweets.
That's fair.
I'm talking he was tweeting,
solely
right?
about her
no,
game.
No, I get what you said. That's fair.
Was he tweeting or was he like talking?
He
on
said something
show?
On a show or something.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So you put her at three?
I will say three.
I'll say three. Yeah.
So at five, you have Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
At four, you have Donald Trump.
I didn't say anything.
At three, you have Caitlin Clark. At two, you have Adam Sandler.
Oh, boy.
So that means at one, you have Kevin Hart.
Hey!
Yay! I can deal with that.
That
makes
sense.
Okay.
I'm cool with that.
Hopefully we can get him to bring Kai Sinat.
That's a good
Or Drewski, you know?
No, Drewski? Drewski, I love you.
Drewski, Kai, and Kevin Hart?
That's what I'm saying.
No, Drewski, I love you. But yeah, Kevin Hart's great.
Wow. All
right,
wow.
Bet. Now let's switch gears. Great list, guys. Let's switch gears.
Uh-oh.
We're going to have a little bit more fun with this online ranking. But it's a little bit easier. This time it's superpowers. No. Like, it's easy.
Superpowers.
Okay.
It's my time to shine.
Is it? Okay, got it. First superpower.
Let's let him lead it.
Why was that your voice?
First superpower.
Wait, hold on. I thought about that time in IHOP.
Oh, aerodynamic?
I don't know why you said that. It was quiet. And Mally just screams.
Aerodynamic.
Yeah, Jason
and everybody
stands up
paused.
Out of his seat.
I did not.
In a small ass IHOP.
I did not.
Jason just
you.
Stands up out of his seat and screams out, aerodynamic.
That was not me. That didn't sound like me.
It was on a Sunday too. So you know all the black folk were out there from church.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they were
They
pissed.
All turned and looked at us.
They were pissed
yeah,
off.
Uh-huh.
You stood up and said aerodynamic.
Why yeah, are you
looking
Jason, at me?
Jason
For
stood
why
up
you looking at me?
Like he was,
you know who you know
they
who said
were
it. Why are you looking at me? Why that doesn't sound like me.
Why would you say that?
That sounds like a Mally thing to do.
Listen, Aunt Suzanne stood up from her grits and was about to slap the piss out of us.
Jason, why would you say that?
They were very upset with us.
So you said it too?
I didn't say it, Adams. Mally said it.
Why'd you say it, Jason?
And I reacted. I said it.
I was like, oh boy.
Jason. And we look like, you know, disruptive a group, you know?
No, say
well, no,
what
you
want
to say. About to say.
No, say what you want to say, Jason. You look like what?
The
a disruptive
you
group?
Know, we look like the niggas.
Finally,
there
we get it again.
Hey,
we got him. We got him.
We got him. I took one.
You look like
that's crazy.
All right, see, now we added like
Yeah. See, that's crazy.
Why did you do that, Will?
That's crazy.
Go ahead, Valley.
First superpower, flight.
Talk to me.
Sorry?
Flight.
Boring. Five.
I'm not gonna lie, flight would be great for traveling.
I'd put it at three. No traffic?
No, five.
I'm gonna say four.
Three.
I'm scared of heights.
Okay.
I don't like heights
well,
either.
If you
but
fly,
I'll,
you don't have to be scared.
I'll fly like 20 feet
Excuse
off the ground.
Excuse me. Okay.
You
Remember,
think about it. Are
no.
you scared of heights or are you scared of falling?
Both.
Ooh, that's a word.
I'm scared of falling, for sure.
Okay. But like,
what
you
if?
But you don't have to like fly super high though. You could just like
yeah, exactly.
fly.
I don't like not having my feet on the ground.
Okay, I understand.
Okay. So no skydiving? So
oh, I've been skydiving.
You see what I'm talking about?
So I have a question for you, Mally. So with this flying. Does everyone know that I'm flying?
What? You're not invisible.
They can see you, yeah.
Did you know that I can see you?
What question is that?
The reason why I'm asking is because if you're flying, someone's gonna, like, the government's gonna take you because you can't just fly around.
You can't just keep going.
You can't fly for free.
We're going to safely assume that this is society with powers.
Okay. Wait, that is funny. I can't fly for. This is a no fly zone.
We're talking sky high.
Just obviously don't fly over no government buildings.
Sky high was a great movie.
Sky high was a great movie.
I'm glad you.
So where are we ranking flight?
Great movie.
4, 3, 5.
Wow, those are okay. Yeah.
I'll say 4.
Come to a synopsis.
Yeah, there we go.
3.
I'll
4.
Say 4. I'll say I think 4. 3 is okay.
So you said
no. 5. We have 2,
you
which is 4.
3 and you said 4.
Okay. Yeah, but 3. 4. But 3 4. Is the answer you said, right?
I'll say 4.
No, it's 4.
So moving 4. Moving on.
Next again.
Time manipulation.
Try again.
Oh, time manipulation?
Wait. As in reverse, freeze, and fast forward?
Time manipulation.
Whatever I want to do.
Manipulation.
Okay, you know what? Number 1.
Time manipulation.
I say 3.
He said, no.
What?
What you mean? Actually, no, 2. Oh,
you heard
2.
You heard
did you not see the movie Click?
Fast forward.
We did this the last pod. Right. We already talked about Click.
2 o'clock.
All right, number 1.
I say
2. Number 1.
I say 2.
Number 1.
2.
If teleportation's on there, I'm choosing that as 1. Yeah. So
I understand.
No.
But
we
don't know it's on there.
Okay, so I'm giving it 2. Trust me.
No, trust me. All right.
Last time we trust you, we're about to get Queen Latifah's number 1.
Oh, 2. Moving on.
Come on now.
Moving on. Next power. Telekinesis.
I don't want to know what anyone's saying. 5.
Or thinking.
Wait, isn't that the thing where you levitate things?
No.
Telekinesis.
It's thinking, right?
You can tell someone's thoughts, but you also can control with the mind.
Just think
I
of
am
Professor
a Jean Grey.
X.
Oh, not Jean Grey.
I mean,
don't they have
Jean Grey is a version.
No. They're not the same power.
Telekinesis is
it's a version of telekinesis. Your mind, right? Jean Grey.
It is so
a
can I be Jean Grey?
I guess not. Yeah. I guess it's
gosh.
Telekinesis.
Okay, so is it Jean Grey's my girl.
That's only
my
reading.
We have 3 open?
Yeah.
3's open, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll say 3.
Yeah.
No, did we use 3?
No,
you
used 2 and 4.
You guys
it's 2 and 4.
Flying.
Okay, yeah.
Cool. So let's do 3.
So 3 then.
3. That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. 3.
Next superpower, invisibility.
5.
Oh.
The dumbest thing.
That's not the dumbest thing at
you
all.
You could be a fly on the wall.
No, for what?
You can really be a ghost.
You know a lot
for
of stuff.
For what? Who wants to know things?
Do you know what I can do invisible?
I would definitely want to know quite a few things.
Why do you want to know things?
I'd be in the most important rooms with my phone out, invisible.
Your phone's not invisible.
Your phone's people.
Anybody else see that phone?
Phone gonna be floating.
Phone floating in the air. In his face?
What's that?
Like what?
Phone gonna be floating.
No.
What do we have available?
I'm gonna
just
gonna be like, they're gonna be like, what is that?
Five and one.
I'm gonna be like, peekaboo.
That's crazy.
5.
That's crazy.
It has to be 5.
Peekaboo, nigga.
Only your head's gonna come out.
No, wait, flash going off?
That's crazy.
Phone is crazy.
What up, white chicks?
Oh, the miracle. You scare a lot of people like that.
Yo.
What is that?
Boo.
Oh!
Yo.
So what did you put it at? 5?
5. That's definitely
5. I was having 5 and 5.
5. It is so 5. Stupid
5.
To be invisible.
Okay, so I think this is another good list. You have invisibility at 5.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You have telekinesis at, no, you have flight at 4.
Yep. Yes.
You have telekinesis at 3.
This is wild.
You have time manipulation at 2.
Crazy.
And at number 1, you have the ability to control all the elements.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
come
Avatar.
On.
Let's get it.
Oh, right. Trust me.
Let's get it.
Trust me. You wanted to put telekinesis over that? You wanted to put telekinesis over that?
You know you
want
to be that.
You wanted time manipulation
times,
over that?
Man. That's
2
times.
Times.
That's
2 times.
Come on.
You
gotta do better.
Two tries.
You could be that avatar over there.
You gotta be better than that dog. Also, Adams, can I just ask you one question? You have kind of like a jogger tube sock thing going on right now. Is that little space between your legs cold? Is it cold?
No, stop. Leave him alone.
I thought we were supposed to get on Will.
I wasn't getting on you. I was asking you a genuine question.
Hey, yo, either pull him up or...
I'm asking a genuine question. Is that space?
It's only. it's only. It's, no, I'm not cold to answer your
Adams.
Question. It's only because I was readjusting myself and.
Because you're so buff.
Adams.
What? No, my pants.
What happened to those
Jason.
Socks that went up to your knees?
Jason.
Okay, we're moving on.
Why do you have
Jason?
We're moving on.
Jason, where are you?
No.
We're moving on.
Jason.
We're moving on.
Jason.
Moving on. Next segment.
Jason, what's wrong?
Oh, my God.
I have 2 would you rathers real quick.
Okay.
I have 2 would
Should
you
Should I
rathers.
Put them down?
Don't
yes.
you move on, Malcolm. We're trying to recover.
I have 2 would you rathers.
No, Adams, pull the socks up.
Make a decision, bro. Just make a
there
decision.
There we go. No. Hey, no.
That nigga's forcing you to change.
Let your legs breathe, dog.
Oh, man. Why would you tuck them in?
What? Go ahead, Mally. I'm sorry.
I got two would you rathers.
What's wrong?
Would you rather wear your socks down or up?
Oh, man. Oh, man. Adams, I'm sorry. Adams, I'm sorry. Adams, I would like to apologize. I would like to formally apologize to
you. No, it's
right here on the podcast. I would like to apologize because I brought this on to you.
No.
Nobody was looking at it. I just had a question.
We said we would chill with Adams. Now,
I had a question. I'm sorry. That's me.
Just fight back. Just, Adams, bite back.
It's a cash grab.
Is that better?
Cash grab. Okay.
That's me. That's
let's
me.
Just
cash
change.
That's cash grab. Let's get right into that. Would you rather? So we can take the attention off of him.
Is that no? Is this better?
No,
Adam, it's not. Adams, we're just gonna do the would you rathers. Okay.
Sit up.
Are you ready?
I just want to know if this is better.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh my god. Okay. First one. Would you rather win the lottery for a couple $1,000,000, but it's split between 100 people? Or
what?
Wait, a couple million?
A couple million.
Okay.
A couple billion.
A couple million. Okay. With an M. Million. M's. Million. Hold on. Million.
Got it.
Oh, that.
No, don't
start.
No.
Or.
Go ahead.
Or would you rather go viral on social media, but it's Facebook?
Oh, seriously?
Well, Facebook's going to transfer.
Well, actually,
right?
how viral are we talking?
Pretty viral, but you're on Facebook. Only Facebook. You only went viral on Facebook.
I'm choosing the first one. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm always going to choose money.
Yeah, I could do a lot with money.
But it's split across 100 people.
Adams, please. Come on.
You said a couple million, right?
What are you talking, like a few? 4 or 5 million?
Adams, couple million. It's 100 people.
Let me see what that
is. What's that, 200,000 if it's 2 million?
Come on.
Okay, I'll take the first one. Yeah. I'll take the first
one. What are you doing?
That's I'm sorry, Andrew. Right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot. This guy. What do? You pay for tolls and don't care?
Not that I don't care.
No, you don't care. You said
you're only going viral. Damn.
Huh?
That's one too many.
That's one too many zeros, Jason.
Dude, I can't.
Where
are the commas?
There's no commas on a calculator.
They don't do
where
commas.
Where are the commas at?
Six zeros.
Do they do commas on the calculator?
Fuck with the commas.
Six, two, three, six zeros.
Four, five, six,
seven zeros.
Six zeros is a million. 1000, comma, 000.
There we
there
go.
There you go.
Look at the commas.
That's only $10,000. Give me that second one.
No, he said a couple million.
Well, but even so, that's
only $20,000.
I'm always going to choose money.
So you going viral on Facebook? What about you, Will?
Yeah, I'm going to go viral.
Yeah, I'm going to choose the Facebook. Just be.
You're money not going to take money over going viral on
great.
Facebook?
It does sounds sound great.
But I feel like Facebook could eventually lead to money. You could get monetized.
Right.
Not always.
Yeah.
On Facebook, you I mean, if you viral,
life changing.
Shout out the Blue F.
What's
anytime
life-changing?
I see something,
the Blue F. Shout out the I didn't
anytime
know that.
I see something viral on Facebook,
shout out the Blue F.
Nah, I'm good. It's just like
it just depends on how well you go viral on Facebook and how well you capitalize off of it.
Look at that Blue F tatted on
that
my shoulder.
Blue F
man.
Tatted.
Come on, yo.
Meta.
I need surgery on my knee. Give me that money.
Okay. I'll choose the second one.
All right, and last, would you rather before I get into the thought-provoking question section?
Okay. Tell us me.
If I talk like this for the entire episode, would you guys get annoyed with me?
Can we all do
that? A little bit.
I probably would start laughing eventually.
So would you rather have to face one of your fears on a daily basis or always be placed in at least one very uncomfortable situation a day?
Face my fears.
So that means you got to face like falling once a day.
I already face my fears each day. I'm a black woman in America.
Okay.
I'm going to choose a second one. Uncomfortable.
When you say uncomfortable.
Is this my camera?
Fist up. You got to put the fist up after. That's how you know it's
no, right. No. Repeat the question again.
The slow fist up?
That's a meme. That's a meme.
Why that look like the Trey Rags fist? So he about to punch him.
Did y'all hear that?
What you want to get into?
If you guys didn't hear that, this is what I'm coming at now.
Come here.
What you trying to get into?
Stay right there.
So what about you guys? Face your fear or one uncomfortable situation today?
Uncomfortable situation.
Do you know how uncomfortable you can be?
Being a black man in America.
But there's an uncomfortable situation all the time. Like, no. If you're in the room with a bunch of white people, you're the only black person there.
That's not uncomfortable.
That's not uncomfortable. That's empowering.
Oof.
Go ahead. Oh, God.
Episode
10. Episode got deep. Okay. Copy.
It's about to get deeper, so don't even, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's about to get deeper.
That's what Adams.
I'm not even gonna allow you. Adams, what's your choice?
There
we go.
I choose facing my fears.
Facing your fears?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I probably do that too. Because it could be interesting. Get over those fears.
Exactly.
You know?
And then a new fear comes in.
I'm so terrified of making money. Oh, I'm so scared of money. I'm so scared of success.
Clearly you are. You didn't accept the $10,000.
Adams, fight back. See, these are the situations where you're like, fight back.
One of my fears is tight spaces, though. Like,
ooh.
You put me in.
Wait, look where you are now.
Seats.
Wait, is that uncomfortable? Is that a fear?
Yeah, you gotta imagine.
I'm talking about like in the caves. Like,
imagine you gotta climb through a cave to get to work in New York.
Oh, that.
Jason gonna be like, where the hell did this cave come
from? But then you're fight or flight kicks in. That adrenaline that doesn't like excite you guys.
No.
I will never in my life.
Tight spaces.
I will never in my life go cave exploring.
Yeah,
I went into a cenote in Mexico, and let me tell you,
you went to a what?
It's called a cenote.
I thought he said a sombrero.
Watch your mouth. What? No, speak
isn't
slowly.
Isn't it called a cenote?
Oh my gosh. Know. But what happened at this cenote?
It's a cave with water.
Okay.
Frank Sinatra.
Oh, you talking about like you don't know where the water is. You're just going into a cave?
Yeah.
It's one of those?
No.
Or is it like
a
boat?
No, there's no boat. You're just swimming in the cave.
And then at some point you go up to a pocket of
you air hope. That has. You hope.
Yeah. And you, there you can't feel the there. Bottom and then the bats are flying above you.
Oh, no.
That sounds crazy.
Pass.
It was so nice. But anyway, you couldn't feel the bottom. And I
no.
do
you
not...
can't feel the bottom?
No.
Bottom of what?
And it's dark.
And it's
you're
dark?
In water.
Pass. No.
But how do you know there's an air pocket? That's my thing. You're swimming down hoping that there's an air pocket
there's not
somewhere.
Swimming down. You're just swimming.
Yeah, but you say you got to swim under the cave and then come back up
no,
for
no,
air,
not
right?
under the cave. You just swim into the cave.
Copy. Okay, I'll do it.
Oh, yeah. If I could see
yeah,
like,
I could
where
see
I'm
there's,
going.
But there's right, no right, light. Yeah. Once you get in the cave.
I'm just not like...
I wear you need a flashlight.
I'm not squeezing my body into like a hole just to get to a hidden oasis.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Let me know how it is down there.
Yeah.
A dark cave.
Facts. I'm not doing that.
Not doing it.
It's a hell
but
no.
I was scared.
My
then,
big ass trying to get into a hole. Come on, man. Let's move on.
Let's move on.
So this set of questions is not only going to help you guys think, but it's also going to provoke some conversation. I hope.
Let's
so... It's good for clips. You know,
let's do it. Let's do it.
I'm here.
So some of them are fun. Some of them are a little deeper. I'm going to try to mix them all in, you know. So the first one, who in this room do you think will be the first one to die in a zombie apocalypse?
Adams.
Me.
Actually, no.
You said the first one to die?
Well, y'all
me?
Y'all wouldn't let me die.
I think you'd be thinking too much.
Right? Y'all wouldn't let me die. Right.
Nicole. What's there to think about? If I see a zombie, I'm disappearing.
And I'm basing this question solely off of watching y'all play
y'all
zombies.
Wouldn't let me die, right?
Now, we can't go based off of the new zombies. I was just getting...
If we're going off the video game zombies, Adams is definitely going.
No, listen. I was getting used to... I haven't played zombies in a minute, okay? I haven't played it since like Black Ops. Like
they all work the same way.
One. No, but
they
there was some...
you in a train.
No, there
they
was some new... The no, way. There was some new gadgets. There's some new things. Uh-huh. New material I had to get used to.
Okay.
The zombies back then, back in my time, I don't know about your generation, but back in my generation.
We're not that far.
You know what
off.
I'm saying? Like, they were slower to start.
Cassettes.
But these zombies, they start off running. I'm not used to that. So it was a
what
lot.
What kind of zombies?
Walking Dead zombies.
Copy. Okay. If it's World War Z.
Yeah, no. They're not cooked. Running. They're not running. We're all cooked.
Yeah.
If it's The Last of Us zombies.
We're still cooked because clickers.
I will disappear.
Can we
disappear.
Break
Walking
this
Dead
down
zombies.
Like I'm five?
Oh, sorry.
Walking
oh,
Dead.
So sorry. So sorry.
Walking,
they go just sitting like
it's Walking Dead zombies. There's no special zombies. They're all just literally walking.
I've never seen Walking Dead.
Now, when they catch you, like
slow
they're going to pull you apart. They're slow. Slow zombies. They're slow walking. You're a typical zombie.
Okay.
None of the video game shit where they have special
not
powers.
Not I Am Legend zombies.
Yeah, no, not them niggas. Not
I Am Legend?
Either.
Not the I Am
No, not those. Those are not zombies. Those are demons.
They're not zombies.
They come out at night.
Those are demons.
So, what's the question?
Who would be the first in this room to die in an apocalypse?
I'm letting you guys know right now, I don't like torture. So if it came down to me running and having to defend myself or dying, I'm going to die.
That's interesting. Why?
What? I don't want to fight back. I'm going to get exhausted. Then I'm fending for myself. Ugh. Just take me as I am. Y'all run. Have a good time.
Okay. Well, Nicole just sacrificed herself for the sake of the
podcast. I didn't
sacrifice
y'all and for y'all. Y'all do what you want. Me personally.
You do what you want.
Me personally, I don't want to be tortured.
I know I'm not dying.
You know what's messed up? We're going to try to protect Nicole. She's like, no, I'm done. And she's walking out. She's like, get her.
I know. I just get know. Don't get her. I just know it's exactly
we
like.
We have to eat what?
It's exactly like I commented on your TikTok, Jason. We're going to get in a situation, and Will could have stopped the situation from happening by sharing his opinion, but then we're going to put ourselves in that situation. You're going to be like, well, I don't even know why we here. Like I I'm going to be like, well, Will, why didn't you fucking say something?
Well, can I tell you this?
That's all I'll tell y'all. That's all I know. I'll be alive.
Since I'm dead, I know who would die next.
Ooh, who?
Jason, for sure.
How?
Because you're such a hero complex. You like,
damn, she said you're the Rock.
No, no, not the Rock, but definitely would like, you would try to save or try to do the right thing.
Okay.
And you will not
a hero.
Not the Jason I know. We leaving people.
You must not know Jason.
I was about to say.
I know Jason. Jason and I, we out.
No, if I'm getting eaten, Jason would be like, we can't leave her behind. Now you're dead.
That's Adams.
No, Adams would leave me behind. He'd be the first one out the door.
Adams definitely leaving.
Adams would be like, if we stay, she's already gone.
Adams is definitely leaving.
We're going to look back and be like, yo, Nicole, don't leave. Adams, what do you think? He's out the door already. He's gone.
He'd be like, why would we stay if her leg is off?
That's what you she's dead.
I'm going to be running. They'd be like, what happened to Nicole? Forget Nicole. Nicole's dead. Nicole's I'm already gone.
Like,
yo, Adams.
Yeah, so it would definitely be me, Jason.
Oh my gosh.
Adams has to die because if he's the only one surviving, I can't imagine the fabricated story he'd come up with. He'd be like, nah, man, because you know, them zombies. Every interview would be
his muscle
going to so
get
different.
Stuck in a revolving door.
My arms are big.
It would be between you two who would survive.
I'm tripping Will, first of all. I'm tripping.
Molly, I'm so sorry, but I can't see you at the end.
I'm tripping Will.
No, you want
to I really think Will.
I'm sabotaging.
I really think Will would make it. Because you would trip him, but you would be led into the wrong path.
Yeah, no.
I feel... like,
that bullet is going straight into somebody's knee if it's between me and them.
Okay.
I have to agree with Nicole because I just feel like you have this such a low-key vibe to you that no one's going to know.
They'll be like you'll, like, only you'll be, one survivor.
Like Will will be the only, like he'll, like we'll all be in a whole freaking mess, like just going crazy, and Will is just out there sniping. Bow! Bow!
What's he eating?
Snacks. He's chilling. Just chilling. You know what I'm saying? And he'll just be so I think he'd be the last to survive.
I don't think so.
Oh. I don't think so. Better not be sound. They better not be sound zombies. I swear to God, I'm going to throw a ringing cell phone.
If we're talking The Last of Us zombies, I will panic. And I will disappear. Guaranteed.
Like if this is a quiet place, so I'm playing a ringtone. I'm throwing that.
Adams, you would be so close. Right. And then a bug would hit you.
All these are sensational.
Facts. What would I do for you?
And Adams, the only one's gonna catch it. Bro.
I got it.
That's my song. That's
and
my
Adam's
song.
Gonna be like, and I know, and I know.
With the phone in his hand,
it just cooked.
It's crazy.
All right, next question. Would you be able to be on a season of Love Island, The Bachelor, Are You the One, or any of these love-based shows?
Oh, we talking about?
I can't talk about this because I'm going on one. So.
What? Are you?
Okay.
Are you?
You're asking
if I see you on my TV, Nicole.
I'm wilding out.
Hey,
I'm wilding out.
I'm not.
We clipping the mess out of it.
Because first of all, I'm everything. Gonna, now I'm gonna know where you are. Like, so
I'm reacting to everything.
No one would ever know. You'll just not hear from me for a while.
We're shooting a lot of episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Just reacting off Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
Just
and
Nicole.
It's not even for fame. I really genuinely want to see the connection.
Mm. Well, a lot of people are not there for the right reasons. So.
She'd be like, you're such a cute guy. She's lying. He's medium ugly. He's lying.
He's medium ugly.
She's not interested in him because he's not medium ugly. She's lying. America. She's lying.
But
not medium ugly.
I will say Do you think I could survive on any of them, you said?
I just said, do you think you would go on it?
Absolutely.
On any one of those reality shows?
Any one of them.
Nicole could definitely be on
it. I can definitely go.
I can definitely do, like, Love Island and a show like that. I cannot do The Bachelorette.
Oh, like Bachelor and Bachelorette.
I'm competing for one girl against like 13 other guys.
I agree.
We got a fist fight first night.
Copy.
We got to see who's really
who's really in this.
Who's really here?
Who really
want her?
Who really wants her?
Who really want her? Which one of y'all really want her?
Come on now.
Let's figure it out right now.
Malcolm, to do all that and leave?
With a bruised eye?
Yo, to kick everybody's ass and not get a rose on the
it's
first
wild.
Night is crazy. I'm be like, I ain't get a rose, but I beat all y'all asses.
I cannot.
That's actually funny.
I think
wanted Adams to be the bachelor.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
That'd be fun.
No, because Adams would be the one so torn up.
Yes. Uh-huh.
He'd be like, I don't think you understand. I genuinely have feelings.
I talk like this girl.
Yes. Okay.
But I genuinely like this girl too. So I don't.
No, he'd be like this.
Is that how I talk?
Guys? Yes. I genuinely don't understand.
It's like, how about this? Girl. Can I give you the top of the rose and you the bottom?
Oh, wow.
He'd be like this.
Wow.
So wait, I got to make this decision today.
Today.
Today?
You would drive the producers crazy. Yo. The producers like, oh my, this guy.
And you don't have a phone. You like, so I can't hit nobody up?
He was like, all right, cool. So
I can't phone a friend?
Like, he was like, so I really like.
No, you wouldn't even know their names.
Like, what?
You'd be like, Blue dress. They're going up here.
Wow. They're going to be like, the producer's going to be like, Adams, pick somebody. You know, it's really loud in here.
You're a little loud. I didn't know we were yelling today.
Wow. you would piss the producer
so
off.
So you guys would go on it?
I lied. I think I could only do like Jersey Shore because it's like the most chillest.
No, love.
No,
it's
not love. Love reality.
Oh, I love reality show.
Yeah, love it.
Oh, no, never mind.
First of all, you're not white and you're not Italian. You're not going on Jersey Shore.
Yeah, but
you're the opposite. You're wild.
Okay.
I think... You also should include Love Is Blind on there.
Yeah, any of them.
Love Is Blind. I think, Jason, you do really well.
Yeah, no, Jason, you would do
well.
Not
that they don't need to
show.
See you, but
that's
I just
crazy.
Think like...
I was like that's crazy.
I don't know how I... What am I responding to that?
Oh,
that's
wow.
Not what I mean. That's I just crazy. Feel like you do really well on Love
they
Is
said,
Blind.
They said they wow. Don't need to see you, Jason.
Wow.
Because you hold such a good...
It's okay, Jason. America will fall in love with you.
Wow. What's that light-skinned guy who was like looking at the camera all the time? What was his name?
Who?
You know what I'm talking about.
I'm going to be rooting for you.
He kept looking at the camera.
Oh,
from Love Island. Rome? He's like, what was his name, Rome? This season of Love Island?
The meme guy?
Oh, you're talking about Love Island. I'm talking about Love Is Blind.
You know what
I'm talking about.
I know who
you
are. Yes.
Who got played by the Spanish girl?
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was sad. I forgot his name. But anyways.
I would do it for the memes because I'd be looking in the camera.
Oh, absolutely. I find them where the cameras are.
Like at the office?
But that's the beautiful part of the love.
Every time someone
shows.
Says something crazy, I'm looking at the camera.
I'm just...
When you start to forget that the cameras are there.
Speaking of love, next question.
Oh, shoot.
Looking at me. What you looking
at? Speaking of love.
Talk about it.
A little bit deeper question. Do you think that there's a gap between men and women in today's dating world?
A gap?
Meaning, are there now instances that are preventing successful relationships?
Absolutely.
Speak on it.
Yes.
Why?
Are you saying yes
too?
No.
I want to say common sense.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna say yes too. Yeah, it's probably social media.
Mm. No, I'm saying common
just so
sense
I understand.
Is the gap.
Common sense is the gap
between
social
men and
media.
Women.
Social media,
yes.
To me,
Adams.
Just so I understand, you're asking what makes it difficult to have a successful relationship nowadays.
Yes. And after
if
you,
there is.
After you answer this question, I have a question specifically for you.
Oh, nice.
For who?
You.
You.
Okay. I believe that there are probably some complications. I think so.
Can I just say something?
I just don't have anything on
say
top of my head right
say
now.
Something
for
say
the,
something.
The New York girls. I heard they've been stealing finance bros' lunches to get their attention. So they would steal their lunch, find their information, find them on LinkedIn. Hit them up and say, hey, I think I stole your lunch. We should go out for dinner so I can make it up to you.
One more time?
Strategic,
finance bros?
Strategic yet annoying. Why can't you just go up to somebody and say hello?
Boom. So that right there, common sense. Instead of doing all that,
common sense.
Now I'm
why
hungry.
Why can't we just, yes, I'm hungry. I'm pissed off. I'm at work.
She's
now
fed.
I'm hungry.
What are finance
You bros? Couldn't just, finance bros, like people who, guys who work in finance. So clearly they're making money.
Oh, right. Racist.
I don't know if it's a race thing.
No, no, no. I'm not calling them racist.
The action.
The action is racist.
Copy.
I'm not following that, but go ahead, yeah. Jason.
But why can't you just, my thing is the, why can't we just approach?
Because social media has taken that away.
I agree.
Because they probably posted that. Oh, I stole his lunch. Blah, 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 blah.
Thinking that he would see it in her story or something. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, yeah, he'd probably find me.
Mm-mm.
But how the hell you would even...
What about you, Nicole? What are your thoughts?
Thoughts.
What are those?
What are my...
One more time.
What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are... that's what he said, my thoughts.
Oh, I thought you made a mistake. I'm sorry. I'm glad.
All of this boils down to communication.
Absolutely.
That's all. It's ruined everything.
Mm. Communication?
Yeah. People don't know how to communicate with each other. Therefore, everything is taken out of context. Everything is rebutted. Everything is posted just because of the lack of communication between one person and the other.
Okay. I'm glad you said that because that leads me to my next question.
For everybody.
For everybody. Yeah, I'm not going to ask you the question because it was going to be like a targeted question. So I'm going to chill out.
No, like...
His when you hear the word accountability, what is the first thing that comes to mind?
Me.
Me. For real?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a joke.
Okay.
I told y'all, chat, these questions go make you think. Make sure you answer these questions in the chat.
Accountability.
I really try to be as accountable as possible and try to hear people's perspective out because I know my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to self-proclaim that I'm not stubborn. Some people might think I am, I guess, but I try to see everyone's perspective and be accountable for how I made them feel, even if I don't agree with it 100%.
Does the thought of lack of come to anybody?
Yes.
People. Lack of accountability?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have come to, I've grown to understand the meaning of accountability. In my later years here on this earth. And, it's like what Nicole said, it's not allowing your opinion to overpower someone else's feelings. You know what I mean? Like a part of it is letting the other person understand that you hear them and you understand their side of the story, while also communicating effectively your side of the story and then eventually coming to an agreement. Not like necessarily like, you know, like even if that means agree to disagree kind of thing, but allowing both sides to, you know, let each other understand, you know, what it is from each perspective and then coming to a common ground. That's what I think about.
Period.
Okay. Interesting. Well,
we had this conversation back in season 3. So automatically brings me back to that moment where lack of accountability for me, I always think of how certain demographics don't like to take accountability of certain things.
What demographic? What did you say?
Nothing. I had a cough. Go ahead.
Yeah, so sometimes...
No. I don't understand.
No, I...
Continue.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did I miss it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, with the lack of accountability, sometimes certain demographics don't really understand what it's like to understand to take some accountability. What happened? What happened?
What?
Go ahead, bro.
Can
you talk about what demographic that is?
Oh, you want me to say the demographic?
Yeah.
So,
okay.
You're not looking at me, Jason.
I'm looking right at you. Right at you. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah. So, I'm referring to the melanated community.
Copy.
Which
one?
Black people.
Black
people.
Oh, just in general.
Yeah.
You didn't mean...
It's all racist.
Did I mean what? Right.
Never mind. Go ahead.
Oh, you thought I meant...
No.
It's really just people.
Oh, you thought I meant...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, never mind.
You think black people can't take accountability?
No, I'm not saying just them. People. I'm saying everyone, but I'm saying particularly what I was about to say was geared towards them. So, for instance.
Them.
Yes. Yeah.
Us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm accountable.
But anyway.
I count tables.
You count tables?
Oh,
so.
My God. Go ahead, Will.
Yeah, so with that being said, so for instance, you know, if if I'm going to invite you to my house for a party, don't ask me who's all going to be there.
Mm.
That's like, if you want to come, just come for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Don't sit here and try to figure out if Aunt TT coming or if, you know.
Well, but isn't that holding a level of responsibility for your best time and your best interests?
It could.
If I'm like, hey, Adam, if I'm throwing a party and I don't like Jason at all and me and Jason has some beef with each other.
Okay.
And this is Adam's time.
I love the targets
of Jason. I'm going to just take you out, Adams. I'm going to save my.
You should.
I'm going to save all the things that I have going on because that has nothing to do with him.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You know, why bring my negativity into something? Now, it's Adam's, I wouldn't say it's his job, but never mind. This has nothing to do with you. Nothing to do with you. So I would remove myself if it meant him having the best time. Who all going to be there? And he'd be like, oh, you know, Mally, Will, Jason. Okay. Yeah, I think we should definitely hang out on Monday.
That's a fact.
Okay.
Okay.
True. I think it's so easy these days to claim ignorance. The situations. Oh, I had no idea.
Mm.
I didn't know you would feel that way. It wasn't meant that way.
Mm.
Like, you ever heard somebody say, I don't want to point fingers when they're right about to point fingers?
Yes.
Like, they try to make it seem like it's okay before they do it.
Right.
I don't mean to be mean, but
yeah,
but,
I don't mean to be rude, but and then just hurt your feelings.
Facts.
I don't want to hurt your feelings, but.
Right. Facts.
Yeah.
But what? What you gonna do?
Yeah.
What you gonna do?
Yeah.
So I think it's just real easy in today's society to just claim ignorance like you didn't know.
Yeah.
Right.
Instead of holding yourself accountable. You knew what was gonna happen.
Yeah.
We're grown. Yeah. We're adults.
We're adults.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's why I say immaturity. Like, I would say immaturity is attached to that.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a lack of accountability, especially if someone's pointing it out, and then it's like, okay, cool. Give me a second to reflect on that and then come back to you and like, okay. I could probably see it from that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then come to a middle ground.
Yes.
Yeah. Like Adam said.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's different when you say, like, oh, I said this one thing to you, mm-hmm. and it might come off rude. But for you to say, I'm just blunt, that's a way. That's,
oh,
how
gosh,
you going to say
that,
it like that?
That reminds me.
What you mean?
That one.
What you mean
you
by
said,
I'm just blunt?
You just
what's
said blunt a word.
Mean? What's that mean? Like, what you,
I'm not rude.
You,
I'm blunt.
No, yeah, you
definition
can't,
of blunt.
It's rude.
Come on now.
First word.
Rude.
A few blunt, okay.
Got a few, more questions. A few more questions. That was a good conversation. If you could have any one skill that you excel at better than anybody else, what would it be?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, controlling my emotions. Are we still deep? I'm sorry.
No, we're here.
You could say, skill. I want to be the best basketball player in the world. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Or you could...
Performer, yeah. I would say performer.
One skill, Adams.
Oh, control my fear.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
That's really good.
You know what? I'm going to agree with that.
Because sometimes I have to do half the things I do, mm-hmm. I'm scared. And if I could just take that fear factor away, mm-hmm. I could have done this months ago.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
But would you prepare for it the same way if you didn't have that fear?
I think so. I think I am prepared for it. But fear is blocking me from actually taking that next jump.
Okay.
You could say I'm in the same boat, but specifically with overthinking.
Mm.
Just removing, like being able to just use more discernment and wise judgment as a skill.
Okay.
And that, my friend, I know can take me eons ahead.
Mm.
Hey!
That's what I'm talking about.
Give me that clap twice.
Hey. Hey.
There we go.
You know what I mean?
Praise God.
There we go.
Praise God. Hey.
Will?
Damn, I thought you was gonna skip me. Okay,
want me to? I'll go to the next question.
No, it's okay. I'm gonna pick this one. Just hear me out, though. I'm gonna pick manipulation.
Say what?
Manipulation.
You want to be the best manipulator.
You want to be toxic.
Okay. No. Wait. So see, you gotta hear me out.
Yeah, I'm hearing.
The reason why I say that is because
I'm in the car with you.
Okay. So the reason why I say that is because I feel like a lot of what I'm doing in freelance is video, photo. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to communicate with people. So I feel like if I'm able to manipulate people to get me more gigs, that would get me higher up on the totem pole to where I want to be. Now, of course, I could have just chose to be the best photographer, but I'd rather choose the manipulation so I could get better conversations.
There it is.
Make it go my way.
I was in the car, so I'm getting out.
You can get out.
Because you could be the best at your craft.
But not get any gigs.
But not get nothing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think it's another...
I feel like if you're the best at it, you would get gigs.
No, no, not necessarily. Not, that's a, really. That's I know some thing. Amazing, amazing, yeah. amazing
It's like you and me, Mally, when we do weddings. I know we're better engineers than a lot of these other guys out there. And people say it. But that's not enough for them to actually pick us up and be like, yo, we want them. We want them. And a lot of it plays into it. You know, I'm not going to say everything. But a lot does play into why someone would pick you to do a service versus somebody else.
Yeah.
Race does play a part in that, let's be honest.
I don't think manipulation is the word. I think
Yeah, I don't think it's the word either.
I think
communication?
No, it's not communication.
Vetting?
That's what I'm saying. It's not that word.
Vetting? Vetting yourself?
Nah, resume or branding?
Branding?
I just want to be able to have a conversation and know when I'm done, they're going to pick me. So however that works.
Manipulating makes me feel like you're tricking.
Right.
Let's take the negative connotation out of it then.
There's
But what's the positive?
There is a negative connotation when it comes to manipulation.
So is liar. But
there's no positive to liar.
Yes, there is.
Explain, please.
Yeah.
We're not there. Next question.
No. Yeah, <we're not.
laughs> I said no. We're not moving on.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm saying go ahead.
Go ahead, Mally. Okay.
You're going to have to talk.
Next episode.
The next episode will be on you. We started with it. You can either end with it or we started with it. You can pick your poison. I bet we're going to start with it next episode. Got it. And I'm not going to forget because I just wrote it down.
Oh.
That's crazy. That's tough.
So two more questions.
Go ahead.
Tough. Do you think that if you started life over, would you be more successful than you are now?
Yes.
No, you do not know what happened in your past life.
Oh, you're a real prostitute.
No.
Dude, you with this word, man.
Everybody's
a prostitute?
Sorry.
I say no.
I don't know.
And you got to base this off how the world is today. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you're obviously starting over as a kid.
If I was Jen, what's this next?
Alpha?
Alpha? Absolutely. Because the way I was making videos and doing things in high school.
True.
If I just would have done all of that, because we had this program in high school called Kudos, and it was broadcasted everywhere. We would edit videos. It was basically YouTube channels without your own name brand to it. Mm-hmm. And we would just make anything.
Even if it's so oversaturated now?
Absolutely. No. I'm telling you, the way, this is no shade to Kaisenet or anything. Everybody in that class could have been the Kaisenet. We just never did it.
We always said we could have been RDC before RDC if we would have had a camera.
Or AMP.
You know?
That's true.
And I love Kaisenet. Kudos to him. And I'm glad what he's doing. But I'm just like, dag, yo, what if we just didn't stop and actually post it?
What if we just press play?
Yeah. Why don't we just press play now? We are.
We are.
Subscribe.
We are. Subscribe. We're here now.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah. What about you guys?
I'm sorry. So the question was,
See, this is going to bring me back to the question I was going to ask you.
Hold on. No. I'm really I just want
to clarify. Why do I always have to clarify the question?
I just feel
listen.
Like,
pay attention to what you're doing.
I'm
cool. 5 minutes.
Adams, do you think that you would be more successful in life if you got the chance to start over right now, but you don't know what you know? You're starting over as a kid.
From my time period.
From right now?
Today. Right now, today.
Yes.
Right now you're born.
You're born today. Do you think you'd be more successful than you are now?
Damn. Can you get back to me on that?
Oh my
I'm going
gosh.
To the last
all
question.
That, yeah. All
last
that,
question.
All last that, question.
It's not really a question. It's more so I want you guys to give credit to these things. I want you to name 5 things that you love the most. Each of you.
I love this pod today.
I want you guys each to name 5 things you love the most. Jason, go.
I love my friends. That's I got it. No, I have to say that.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
I love my friends. Because they're the reason where I'm at today. I would say that. Okay.
Continue.
I do love the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I love where I'm at in life right now. Let me say that. That was deep, but Go love ahead. My parents. Mm-hmm. I would say love my family. They're also the reason why, or you know, mm-hmm. who I am today. That whatever. And I love
Maui. Hmm.
You were part of the.
Oh, sorry.
I love food.
Food. Mm, got way. It. Adams.
Sleep. Go ahead. Sorry.
Go.
Sleep?
Huh? Can I say God? Yes.
Okay. Now I just know what our limits are. Okay. God. Family.
Talk about it.
Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Me. And food.
Will.
Family. Friends. God. I like what I'm doing, so freelancing, and I'm gonna pick food with y'all. That food's go great.
Yeah.
Cool. Can't go wrong with that.
Come on now.
I love my brain and my creativity. What's wrong with that?
Jason, no.
I looked at Adams.
What is wrong with that?
Continue, because this is good. This is gonna lead
it's
to
okay.
No, this is gonna
that's
lead
to Adams. That's all.
No.
I was gonna say friends, but clearly two of them.
No,
that's
go.
Not
me.
Please
I looked at Adams.
Hey, please continue.
Go ahead. Nicole.
I'm starting over.
Go ahead.
I love my family.
You love your creativity. You love your brain. No,
it's okay.
No,
I love my family.
Oh my God.
I love my talents.
Mm-hmm. Creativity, brain, so that's four.
No, it's fine. I'll just name one more. Unfortunately, all I have is four today.
So, with that being said, the only person that did say this is Adams. And I want the rest of you guys, well, you were kind of leading towards that, but if you want to like do it for real.
I'm good.
The rest of you guys, I want you guys to think about how you guys didn't say that you love yourself as one of your top five things that you love. I want you guys to think about that just because it's not selfish to have love for yourself. It's not considered being selfish or a class act or anything. You should have love for yourself because if you can't love yourself, then how can you love anybody else? How can you love anything that you do? If you don't love yourself. So take some time out today to go ahead and thank yourself for being yourself. Now, if you're a terrible person, then obviously take some time to reevaluate, but still have love for yourself. Be able to appreciate who you are as a person, be able to respect what you've done as a person, be able to be appreciative of the things you were able to accomplish, the connections you've made, the networks you've built. Just love yourself. That's all. And that's how I'm going to end the podcast. You got to love yourself. So I feel like you were on that bridge because you said brain creativity. I feel like you were going that way. Like you were about to describe things, traits about yourself.
Yeah, but it's okay.
So I think it's important because a lot of people don't say that they love themselves because they feel like it's selfish. So that's all the content that I had today.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's another episode of Talk to Me Nice.
And clearly some people don't talk to me nice.
Oh, my.
And with that being said, go ahead, Rally.
Oh, my God.
You on the hot seat for the next episode, so I don't even know why. Like,
oh, my gosh.
Hey, that being said, I was going to ask a question about black businesses, but...
Oh my God.
That being said, it's been another episode of Talk to Be Nice. You already know the vibes. It's your boy, Mally K. You can follow me on all social media platforms at MALTRIPLI_K. Hey, you already know the vibes. Mm-hmm. Guys, in the comments section for all these questions, because we're going to clip them up separately, we're going to clip up separate responses. Let us know your specific answer. Don't, it's cool to agree with us, disagree with us, but let us know your specific way of thinking. Because it helps us. It helps us put out these episodes. It helps us with these content. So comment, like, share, subscribe. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's been your boy, Mally K. You can follow me on social media platforms at MALTRIPLI_K. Hey.
What we know.
Why? You already know the vibes.
What are we laughing at?
The black businesses. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It was.
I was gonna ask if it's played out, if we should stop saying support black businesses, that mantra, because it's a scam. Go ahead.
All right. Well, it's your boy. I am Will_Visuals. One more time. I am Will_Visuals.
Are you gonna say it, Will or Molly?
Oh, sorry. No.
Oh,
copy. What you can't see.
Okay. I'm like, wait, hold on. It's your boy Jason Jordan. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Jason Jordan Music.
What we finna do?
Check me out.
I'm dramatic pausing. Sorry.
Okay, mom.
Oh, so, all right. It's your boy Adams this year. That's A T A M.
Don't forget the
S-D.
You messing all of us up.
No, I wanted to see how long you was going to hold
it. Said, hold it. All of us hold up, it. Yeah. Hold it. Now.
A-D-A-M.
Don't forget the.
Yeah. S. D-E-S-I-R. Adams is here on all social media platforms. Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
And last but not least, it's your girl, Nicole Fox Davis. And you can follow me on all social media platforms at Nicole Fox Davis. And this one is not going to you guys. Only my true friends, Will and Mally.
How was I a part of it?
Where's I don't even understand what I did.
I laughed at you, Adam.
I fought that one.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
Save that. You mind just sharing? Can I just hold it?
No.
Yo, share it.
Can I? Let me.
You don't appreciate my brain and my creativity.
Yikes. That's not what.
Yikes.
Yikes.
Gosh. Hey, before we start fist fighting, we're out. Talk to me nice. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my
podcast.
God.
Talk to Nicole.
Podcast.
Yeah, talk to Nicole nice.
Podcast. 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 You know what I'm saying?
Pod.
What are you guys doing? A podcast.
Podcast.
Where's your membership? Podcast.